Kamala Harris holds a rally, and somebody in the crowd yells, "Jesus is Lord," and Kamala Harris' response was, "You at the wrong rally."
Again, we're not going to be gaslighted on this. We remember Donald Trump hand-selected three members of the United States Supreme Court with the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade, and they did as he intended. Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally.
Now listen to me. For all you believers out there and Christians that believe in the Lord and believe in the Word, after hearing what came out this woman's mouth, if you still support this woman, the Bible talks about there's a place I prepared for you.
I never thought we would see the day when a candidate running for president would tell people who shout Jesus is Lord that they would be sent away by that candidate and told they were at the wrong rally. Then that candidate gets invited to a building with a cross on it claiming to be a church and allows the demon to speak. We have this. Election scams are happening. That's right. Votes are getting tampered with already. President Trump fries McDonald's and a Clinton quote that will rock your world, basically admitting what's about to happen or what already happened to the real Bill Clinton. You don't want to miss it. Here we go.
I actually owe you an apology before we start. I've been very critical about you, how you fight all through the campaigns. I voted for you because I like policy. Right. I didn't know you as a man. And I think when you don't understand what a man fights for, you can get lost, especially with all the noise we're seeing from fake news, et cetera, who created these pictures from you.
Nice.
So Gutfeld show's over, cameras are off, we go backstage, and I expected you to be like every politician or anybody I've ever celebrity I've bodyguarded for, and you met my family, and you talked to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter is 10 years old, her name's Georgie. You guys talked for 20 minutes. If nobody knew, you could have been her grandfather, and you were talking about her horses and her dreams, and I was sitting there, and I was like, I have been so wrong about this man, because I never understood why you fight the way you fight. You're a family man. Nelson Mandela and 80 of his kids were trying to come to the United States.
Yeah.
The United States government wasn't helping him. No one was helping him. You chartered a 727 plane for their entire trip.
Yeah.
How is somebody, and it's crazy because you can talk about anything, and you, why is it hard for you to talk about the things you've done? It runs in your family. Your father helped build a synagogue. I mean, why do we not know those things?
It's something that I've never, I love doing it. I don't need praise for it. We all like a certain level of praise, but I've never, I just like helping people. I help a lot of people, and I enjoy doing it, and I never talk about it. It's nice that you bring it up. I also think it's not a narrative that the press likes talking about, for me.
But I think it would help a lot of the American people who have been misled, I myself included. Now listen, I'm voting for you now because of the man you are, not just because of the policies, because not every American will get the opportunity that I had to saw who you were backstage. And that's why I have this list. I mean, I have testimonials. We can't go through all of them because
I want to see them.
Now, this was, I had to dig deep.
I like that.
You donated $100,000 to raise dogs. You donated a dog.
Tyrus, baffled by the fact that President Trump likes to support people behind the scenes without getting the praise. It's biblical. Don't let the left hand know what the right hand's doing. Don't let people know when you're giving, right? Because when you do those things and you get the applause of the people, you lose your reward in heaven. It's an amazing character trait to have moving forward with all this. Another thing that proves his character would be this amazing trip that he made to McDonald's where he actually worked there. If you guys missed it, I'm going to show you a couple of clips of that.
I'm looking for a job, and I've always wanted to work at McDonald's. I never did. I'm running against somebody that said she did, but it turned out to be a totally phony story. So,
President Trump!
Well, that's a good-looking group. Hello, everybody.
Crazy.
I'm having a lot of fun here, everybody. You don't think there's
ever. He's having a lot of fun. And, you know, he mentioned... He said that we have checked with McDonald's, and they say definitely that there is no record of lying Kamala Harris ever having worked there. In other words, she never worked there and has lied about his job, this job, for years, the job that she said she was doing. Additionally, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are killing franchises, want to end all franchises, which will destroy values and jobs. Also, remember, for me, no tax on tips. No. Some of you might have gone down the rabbit hole around about McDonald's and some of the folks, the evil ones, admitting McDonald's and what they put inside of the meat. Some of you out there probably saying, yes, I've seen that. Some folks believe that by President Trump going to work at McDonald's, he's sending a signal to everyone that maybe they removed some of that trash and evil that went into those burgers. And I don't know. I don't eat there. I can't stand it. It always makes me sick, but other people love it, and I'm not knocking it just because I don't like it. I'm just saying there's some communication out there about that. But in the meantime, just to let you know, there was a crowd outside in Pennsylvania watching him at McDonald's. Check this out. Look at that. So you can notice he said there's 10,000 people out there. There's probably more than that. Just excited to have President Trump at the McDonald's. I mean, come on. Why would you drive all the way over there, walk down the road, get in this huge crowd, stack together like sardines so you can wave your flags and just catch a glimpse of President Trump? That's how popular this guy is. He's an amazing man. And then can you imagine going through the drive-thru? Can you imagine placing an order and going through the drive-thru? Check this out.
Had a lot of fun here, everybody.
Oh,
look
my
at,
God.
Look
oh
at
my
the
God.
Fake. Look at all the fake news over there. Hello, everybody.
You can take this, right?
And you know, this is compliments of Trump, okay?
Yes, thank
okay.
you. Mr. President,
yes.
Please don't let the United States become Brazil, my native Brazil.
Oh, we'll keep it good.
Please, please.
We're going to make it better than ever, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you,
darling. Thank you. It was a pleasure, Mr. President.
Compliments of Trump.
Yes.
Have a good time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you over there.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You're
so
have a good time.
Thank
nice
you.
To
you
see
too,
you.
Mr.
Bye,
President.
Darling.
See you.
Have a good time. Thank you, honey.
Yeah.
How good are these people?
Did you order anything?
I'm going to take plenty. I'm going to definitely have French fries for the plane.
He's always telling jokes and having a good time, and that's what we love him. And McDonald's actually stated it has no record of Kamala Harris ever working for the company, but they made it clear she's welcome to work at one of its restaurants, as Trump did earlier today. There's the receipts for you from Amuse on X. You guys can pause your screen if you want to read this whole thing. Bottom line is... they sent the letter out. Also, he went out to watch the Pittsburgh in action.
USA! 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 USA!
Yep, and that's the crowd's reaction.
USA! USA! USA!
You can see President Trump waving and all the folks in that stadium going crazy there in Pittsburgh for President Trump. And I think that even shows more along the lines of if you've missed this whole deal of supporting President Trump for president, then, man, I just couldn't imagine being on the other side, how depressing it is for them. But, you know, the other side, they're excited because they're doing all they can to steal this election no matter what. When the numbers pour in and everything shows that President Trump is the clear winner, will they still try to steal it? Will they still attempt to do that? You never know. Check this out.
I think there are a lot of folks such as myself who think that Donald Trump's unpopularity is baked in. But here's the deal. If you believe that Donald Trump has somehow become less popular over time, let me change your mind about that. In fact, he is more popular at this point in the campaign than he was at this point in the 2020 campaign or the 2016 campaign. Look, he's still underwater, right, with a negative 9-point net favorability rating. But that is higher than he was in 2020 at minus 12 points when he nearly won. And it is way higher than the minus 27 net favorability back in 2016 when he did win. So I think there's this real question in Kamala Harris's mind, in the campaign's mind, why is Trump more popular now than he was at this point in 2020 and 2016? And I think that is why you're seeing the sharpening attacks, because they want to put him back down to here,
yeah.
Or even there's no way that they're necessarily going to back down to here, but they want to make Trump more unpopular than he is right now, because he's more popular now than either point in 2020 or 2016.
So this could be what they're seeing with regard to Donald Trump, but could it have something also to do with what they're seeing with their candidate, with Kamala Harris or something?
Yeah, look, Kamala Harris is more popular than Donald Trump. But Kamala Harris had her popularity rising.
Oh, I guess get a quick little laugh on that one. Sure she is. My goodness, these liars.
Once, of course, she became the presumptive Democrat nominee. Look, she was at minus 15 points back on July 17th, then minus 4 points on August 17th, then 1 point on September, plus 1 point. She was actually in positive territory a month ago, but she has fallen back down to minus one. The momentum of Kamala Harris has stalled. And I think they feel like they have to change something that's going on in their campaign, because they were seeing a rise and now it has stalled out. Look, she's still more popular than Trump. But look, Joe Biden was more popular than Trump, much more, and barely won. And Hillary Clinton was more popular than Donald Trump and lost. Being more popular than Trump isn't enough. She wants to continue to see her fighter abilities rise, but in fact, they're going in the wrong direction.
Interesting. These numbers just keep adding up. And then you've got, of course, the boxing legend.
You have to get low.
Tommy the Hitman Hearns is at Trump's Detroit rally to publicly support him. Hearns is a living icon in Detroit and Michigan. He was the first boxer to be world champ in 5 different weight classes. He's a Hall of Famer, too. And Hearns knows how to fight. And you're watching this on your screen. He is tearing that guy up. And he's going for the knockout. And that's what we're hoping for soon. Boom. The enemy going down. And so we move across, of course, President Trump posting pictures. If you guys didn't see this, you know, he's a fighter. The New York Military Academy marching in New York City Columbus Day Parade. If a lot of you figured if you didn't know this, October 12th, 1963, they were led by the commanding officer Donald J. Trump at age 17. Oh, yeah. That's the kind of leader he is. The other person running for office happened to do exactly what we showed you in the intro.
Did you hear that? Some guy in the crowd shouted, "Jesus is Lord." And Kamala said, "I think you're at the wrong rally." And then she said, "Try the smaller one down the street." Everyone laughed and laughed and cheered. But I was at that rally. There were almost 7,000 people at it. Today they said there were 2,500. Nobody waiting. Open spaces. I wanted everyone who's a believer to hear that for themselves.
And on this, we remember Donald Trump hand-selected 3 members of the United States Supreme Court with the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade, and they did as he intended. Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street. Come on.
And the people cheering as she talks about killing babies. The people cheering as they get excited that somebody who screamed Jesus is Lord is told to leave. You're at the wrong rally. And you're wondering why we have such a thing as demon influence on all of the young people and all the people across our nation and across this earth, that they would celebrate such a thing. You know, I mentioned this before and I'll mention it again. There's a lot of people that like to use the name of Jesus in the wrong way. I heard it a lot when I was in just around a lot of different people that get mad. They'll shout the name of Jesus Christ whenever they get upset. You hear it all the time. But when somebody says Jesus is Lord, in the right context, they're told to leave. And then you think that she would be uninvited to the local celebration of, right, supposed to be for honoring Jesus Christ. Oh, no, she's celebrating. And so here she is, a couple of days after telling the people who shout Jesus is Lord to leave, basically go somewhere else. They bring her into this building packed with people who claim to know Christ as their Savior and Lord. They claim to be Christians. And they welcome in this snake, this liar who celebrates the death of children, celebrates bringing in illegals across the border by 21 million, those that are criminals killing people. Doesn't make sense. But at the end of this video, I've got something prepared for you. I'm going to share with you some pastors who did stand up to their congregation and let them know in a black church how wrong she was and how evil and satanic this human being, if that's even human under that mask, is. At this point, if you're voting, if somebody is voting for Kamala after seeing all of this evil, it makes you wonder just how brainwashed people really are. I'm going to show you the guys who screamed Jesus is Lord, Luke Pulaski and Grant Beth, in a moment. First, I wanted to show you something that will help you out with your health. Important notice, none of the LTPetClub247.com products, including their Enforce supplements, have been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are dietary supplements and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Additionally, the information presented here is not intended to replace the advice of your health practitioner, doctor, or veterinarian. Well, everyone knows that our immune system is our God-given defense system to help our bodies deal with everything that comes against it, from the smallest of concerns to the most catastrophic. Our immune response cells are simply God's first responders. Our bodies are constantly fighting off threats, and the more we are exposed, the more overwhelmed our immune system becomes. Enforce, offered at LTPetClub247.com in the description box below, is a product with over 400 studies conducted on its immune-supporting mushroom that shows that it is another one of God's natural, effective, and powerful elements He gave us to assist in our immune response. Mary from Orange County, California, said, I was given some news that I did not want to hear. I was told that I needed to take some drastic treatment to deal with it. I wanted to take 6 weeks to pray about it and try the immune-supporting Enforce to allow my immune system to do what God designed it to do. I started taking four capsules of Enforce 3 to 4 times a day, every day for the entire 6 weeks. Those responsible for my care were shocked at how well I was doing after taking Enforce. They had not seen anything quite like this. I am thankful to God and to Enforce. Well, folks, I highly recommend that you consider trying Enforce. Just visit LTPetClub247.com to take advantage of the built-in discounted price they have prepared for our listeners. That's LTPetClub247.com in the description box below. Get yours today.
Taking an interview with anybody, and I think it's important because this is our raw, like, untold story. There's a lot happened that off camera that we said at the protest, and while we were protesting. And I guess we could start off with when she talked about overturning Roe v. Wade and Donald Trump. I yelled out to the crowd that abortion is the sacrament of Satan, and when I said that, I deeply do believe that as a Christian. And about 10 seconds go by, and that's when the video of my friend Grant and I proclaiming that Christ is Lord and Jesus is King, when we said that. And I think it's important to say this is a small venue, and we were about 20 to 30 yards away from Kamala at this point. There's a lot of controversy that says she wasn't talking to us, or we left, we didn't get kicked out. Well, I can speak on Grant and I's behalf. On video, Grant's getting pushed and shoved. And there's about 5 seconds after or before she tells us to go to the smaller rally down the street. You can see on the video she waves. She was actually waving to me. I took this cross off my neck that I wear. And as we were getting asked to leave, I held it up in the air and waved at her and pointed to her. And she looked directly in the eye, kind of gave me an evil smirk. And yeah, I just want to clear that up and confirm that she 100% was talking to us. Mm-hmm. And there's other controversy that says we left. We were getting shouted at, pushed, assaulted, screamed at. So we were walking away, but there was about three attendees there, volunteers that kicked us out with press, with badges or whatever they had. And I specifically remember this one man saying, "You were uninvited and unwelcome to this event. You need to leave." And all they did was walk us out the door. They didn't tell us why. No cops escorted us out. No Secret Service. And yeah, that's our story.
So where was this event held exactly?
So there you go. You're hearing from the guys who actually screamed that out, just so you guys know, in case you weren't following. And just another clip here.
Day three of this Jesus is Lord stuff. It's trending on Twitter. Some kind of 2 million views on Robbie Starbucks' share of my video yesterday. But anyway, I just have actually spoken to the boys who shouted that out at the rally. I asked them to go live with me on Instagram, but they're not quite.
I want to go to the clip that she's going to show. Here we go. So anyway, they're showing their video clips from the outside, how that actually played out. And so President Trump is actually on the process of, he's actually at a town hall recently. So I want to get back to what he's been doing here recently of mass deportation of illegals. And I wanted to show this to you now. Let me bring this over for you. Here you go.
A lot more people than I do is anti-immigration. It's about doing it the right way. And now we sit here, and I know you hear this everywhere you go, Mr. President, where you hear people saying, send them back, send them back. That process is not easy. No, but we obviously cannot even take care of the taxpaying Americans in this country. Yeah. So when you hear send them back, and some should be sent back based on a quote-unquote resume, what is that process like?
So let me just tell you, again, it gets down to the sheriff and local police. They know everybody in town. They know their names, their middle names. They have serial numbers. They've got everything. They know everything. They know all about these horrible criminals coming in from Venezuela, coming in from Colombia. They know everyone. Local police. The local police will work with others. And look, from a practical standpoint, it's very tough because there'll be one woman with two beautiful children who gets brought back. And there'll be tears, and the Times and all these crazy newspapers will do stories about one person when you're, you know, so it's a very difficult thing. But we start with the murderers. We know who they are. We don't know everything about them because they've been let in without being vetted. But we start with the murderers. Nobody wants to have murders. These are people that some were getting the death penalty. They were going to be executed in their own. Some killed more than five people. Some killed more than two people. One killed like 9 or 10 people. We want them out. We start with them. We start with the drug dealers. We start with the people that are causing. Oh, by the way, you start also with the terrorists. You got to get them out. And then we start figuring out what the hell we're going to do, because what they've done to our country, what they have done, and I'll tell you who is affected most, the black population, the Hispanic population, because their jobs are being lost. People that had jobs for years are losing their job now to people that came into our country illegally. So that's a really, and they're starting to see it. You know, the black population over the last short period of time, their numbers, their unemployment numbers have just skyrocketed. The reason is people coming into the country illegally are taking their jobs. So, and I'll tell you what's going to be affected very much are going to be unions. But you're going to see things happening that are just, it's just too much. In one town in Ohio, a town of, think of this, a town of 52,000 people, they put 32,000 illegal migrants in this town, right? 32,000 illegal migrants into a 52,000 people town. In Aurora, they have people that are running in and walking down the streets carrying weapons. And the landlord to the building is saying, I don't know what I'm going to do here. They're collecting the rent in the building for themselves.
Yep. And so just another note from Elon Musk showing that this clip here, the illegal immigrant population in Pennsylvania has increased 241% and cost taxpayers over $1.64 billion under the Biden-Harris administration. Musk said if given another 4 years, the Democrat machine will legalize so many illegals that there will be no swing states. This is what they did in California, which is now a supermajority Dem one-party state. Very interesting. Elon was also giving, I believe, town hall and talking to folks on some different issues.
Anyway, so dramatically increasing my risk of being assassinated and, you know, and engaging in politics are not what I want to do. I do not have a death wish. But the stakes are so high that I really have, I feel I have no choice but to do it. And that's the reason. So.
Yeah, so he's talking about death threats. Of course, if you head over to Germany with Der Spiegel magazine, that sick magazine, they put Trump's buddy Elon Musk as public enemy number two. Elon Musk owns powerful companies, rockets, satellites, and the X network. Now, together with Donald Trump, he's setting his sights on his biggest project yet, the dismantling of the liberal democracy. So they're allowed to say whatever they want, paint Elon Musk as evil instead of the good things about the conservatives and positive things that they would be doing. Nope, they're evil, and we're good, would say Der Spiegel. You know, I had a chance to take a couple of reporters from Der Spiegel about 1994, I believe, on Paris Island, South Carolina, a long time ago, and they were a mess. They showed up, and they were drunk most of the time that they were there interviewing people, and it was embarrassing, and we sent them back to Germany after they were done. But very unprofessional. I remember them. I remember them like it was yesterday. Elon Musk is absolutely right in calling out the legacy mainstream media for their dangerous and inflammatory hit pieces. Leftist publications like Der Spiegel have crossed the line from criticism to outright incitement by painting individuals like Musk and Donald Trump as public enemies. These media outlets are not just engaging in reckless journalism, they are actively encouraging violence. Der Spiegel labeled Musk public enemy number two with the same tactics they used against Trump, which have already led to two assassination attempts. It's no longer about reporting facts or presenting balanced viewpoints. It's about silencing voices that threaten the established order through extreme and dangerous rhetoric. It's from Torsten Prochnow. He says the media, especially leftist outlets like Der Spiegel, are terrified of figures like Musk and Trump because they represent a real challenge to the elites. Musk's commitment to free speech and transparency, much like Trump's approach, threatens the power structures that the left-wing media and political establishment have spent decades building. Instead of engaging in open debate or addressing the real issues facing society, they resort to demonization and smear campaigns. And now they've crossed a line, actively inciting hatred and violence against those who dare speak against them. It's not just irresponsible, it's dangerous. The media's role should be to inform the public, not to manipulate and inflame tensions to the point where lives are at risk. Whether it's Trump, Musk, or anyone else who challenges the status quo, these media outlets are playing a deadly game. By encouraging violence through their hit pieces, they are undermining the very foundations of democracy and free speech that they claim to defend. For the sake of our society, this must stop. It's time to hold these media outlets accountable for the dangerous narratives they are pushing. Musk and Trump are not threats to democracy. It's the legacy media with their unchecked power and reckless reporting that poses the real danger. It's the real enemy of the people. They're willing to destroy lives and put people at risk to maintain their grip on power. And guys, I was in Germany. I think I told you the story before, but I'll mention it again. We were in our landlord's house for a couple of days because our house was still being worked on, the one that we were renting out. And the landlord asked a couple of questions about, you know, they were celebrating Obama's win, 2008, 2009, we moved to Germany. And I let them know the truth about Obama, that he wasn't a citizen of the United States, wasn't born there. I let them know how dangerous he was, that he was a brought up communist, Marxist family, the whole nine, gave it all. And they were in shock. And we spent 2 to 3 hours at that dinner table that night. And they said, can we have dinner and talk about this more tomorrow? And we spent another 2 to 3 hours the next day. And they were thankful. They asked me, you know, how are they so deceived? I told them, it's the media. They don't feed them anything good in Germany. They worshipped Obama. They acted like he was the god of the earth. Almost every German that I met thought he was God. Literally thought he was God. They had him on their screensavers on the computers at work in the government buildings. Unbelievable. I was in shock how deceived they were. D.C. Drano, Georgia is trying to steal the election with overseas ballots. Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. 75% of all the vote totals will be reported no later than 8 p.m. on election night. What we will be waiting for is the overseas ballots that come in no later than Friday. Oh, the overseas ballots. They're always looking for something. Ohio and North Carolina. Oh, yeah, Ohio, you can still vote in Ohio if you do not have any ID. But don't worry, they'll check your ID 4 days later, and I'm showing you the receipts on the screen here. Charlotte, North Carolina, all voters will be allowed to vote with or without voter ID. You know, just head out there. You know, it kind of made me wonder, should we have people take their families and their 16-year-olds, their 17-year-olds, and say, hey, go ahead and vote. They're not asking for ID. My goodness, they, you know, we don't do that. We don't cheat to try to win. Go by the letter of the law. So, of course, Attorney General Ken Paxton in Texas, Election Integrity, the OAG, has been aware of limited failed tests of voting machines in Dallas County, and they have been on the ground investigating these issues alongside the Secretary of State's office. Dallas County voters must have complete assurance that their voting machines will work properly when early voting begins. They deserve their questions to be answered with clarity. So they're still using the stupid machines. Check this out from Shelby County, Tennessee.
Shelby County Election Commission member Venetia Kimbrough says several voters reported at least one incident at 10 to 12 precincts across the county. Representatives G.A. Hardaway and Antonio Parkinson, state lawmakers, both on the ballot and part of the Shelby County Democratic Caucus, say they received several calls from voters today. Here's a list of some of the voting sites provided to Action News 5 where voters said they had difficulty. Pressing one candidate, they said that their vote would change from the Democratic candidate to the Republican candidate. Now, Kimbrough says voters...
Did you hear that? They're changing from the Democrat to the Republican. I find that interesting. Huh. Could there be reverse psychology going on? Could the Democrats start complaining and saying that their vote was switched and that all of a sudden President Trump won because the votes were switched and they start complaining that the election was stolen? Very interesting. Let me hear that again. Here we go.
Shelby candidate, they said that their vote would change from the Democratic candidate to the Republican candidate.
Interesting. And that's happening in churches. Harmony Church, Abundant Grace, Briarwood Church, Collier Church of Christ. All these churches. And then you have the spokesperson.
Polls.
I do not believe that it is anything that is nefarious in any way, shape, or form. I know that our employees and our staff have done a yeoman's job of preparing for this nationwide historic election where we expect to have higher voter turnout than in any other election known to Shelby County.
Oh, boy. Just keep on talking. Santa Surfing shared this, why we need to vote early. You know, a lot of folks are wondering why the President Trump's pushing so hard for early voting. If Trump gets 51% of the votes from registered voters, not all registered voters vote. So let's say there's 210 million registered voters and Trump gets 105 million and one in early voting, sweeps all or the majority of electoral votes. Then the fake news can't call the election early. Dems can't insert dead and illegal people ballots or insert fake ballots because Trump will have already sealed the win. Voter rolls can't change to a higher amount. And Space Force is now a part of this election. Vote early. Interesting, right? Kevin Monkla said, how do 852 votes get removed for President Trump and 694 get added to candidate Biden for the Fulton County hand-counted RLA just for one early voting location? Remember that? No reconciliation, that's how. It's part of the over 23,000 votes at odds. Why count the ballots? This is why. Because they switch them. We have to have that reminder all the time. President Trump, when I win, these people that cheated will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, which will include long-term prison sentences so that this depravity of justice does not happen again. I'm going to show you some issues, I believe, out of Michigan here in a moment. First, I wanted to get to you to andweknow.com. Just remember, guys, we have a wonderful website for you to use at any time. We have all of our videos uploaded there and more. And you can have all of our social medias linked there, X, Facebook, Instagram. You're wondering where to find us, go to andweknow.com. All of our videos are there. Our fellowship member program, our OCK merch, if you click on that, you can wear our gear. Subscribe to our newsletter, name and email, and hit submit, and you will receive emails from us Also remember that we've got our partners. So if you say, hey, I was watching a show, I really wanted that Hunter's Blend coffee. I can't remember which video it was where I can click on that link. Well, all you have to do is go to amwino.com. You'll find Hunter's Blend coffee, Parker Pastures EMF protection, Dr. Shockley Immune Support, New Spring Wellness Center. We just had an amazing interview with them. I hope you guys checked out that video Saturday. Just wonderful treatments for optimal health and wellness for those struggling with alcohol and drugs. Ascent Nutrition, Bright Core, and more. And so just wanted to make sure you're fully aware of that website. And also, if you go to shop.amwino.com, that's where you get our gear, sweatshirts, hoodies, hats, tees, and tanks. And you can get ready for the election day by taking 28% off of all statement tees. Use code VOTE828 for that. I wanted to show you a quick picture, too. Got this one. Really cool. This pic is from the A Million Woman Prayer event at the National Mall in D.C., October 12, 2024. This was my first LT friend encounter due to someone recognizing my shirt. Thank you for sending that picture and that note. Absolutely amazing. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing her gear.
So let's go see what she has to say.
Hi.
Hi, Senator.
Hi.
Hi, so nice to meet you, Sarah Gonzalez.
Sarah, come on in.
This is in Michigan. The fist system's full of holes, their voting system.
So, Senator, tell me what has changed here.
There's only five states that are considered swing states, and Michigan is one of them. And many things have changed, which has lessened the security of our elections in the last few years.
Since Trump won the state in 2016, Michigan has completely overhauled its election system. In 2018, Michigan voters replaced Johnson, who was term limited, with Jocelyn Benson, a Harvard-educated law professor and former SPLC lawyer. She once received funding from George Soros's controversial Secretary of State project, which targeted low-profile Secretary of State races. Under her leadership and empowered by the pandemic, things changed in Michigan.
She sent unsolicited absentee voter ballot applications to over 800,000 people that weren't qualified to vote. And then she told the clerks, don't verify the signatures. She tried to allow ballots to be counted if they were received after Election Day. So I had to go in and sue her, and we won.
In an email, Benson's office tacitly acknowledged that Michigan's voter rolls are stacked with ineligible voters, saying they've, quote, identified more than a 500,000 additional records slated for cancellations in 2025 and 2027, notably after this year's presidential election, adding, many of which were left languishing on the voter rolls under the previous secretary's administration. They added that the reason more than 350,000 registrations are slated for cancellation in 2025 is because of a statewide mailing the Secretary of State sent out in 2020, something the previous secretary failed to do in her entire 8 years in office. But even with inflated rolls, what's really transformed the state's elections were two statewide ballot referendums that amended the state's constitution, like Proposition 3 in 2018.
What it does is it allows for same-day registration. The problem is we don't have real-time computers, so we don't know if they're really a qualified voter. So you can register without showing photo ID. Photo ID is like the foundation of everything. You have to have photo ID to get a fishing license in the state or even to take a book out of the library.
In 2022, a consortium of left-wing groups pushed another referendum, Proposal 2, which essentially gutted the state's election integrity measures.
And that prohibits the people that run our elections to even ask for photo ID. So now we can't even ask for it.
The referendum received nearly $24 million in funding from a laundry list of left-wing groups, which paid for ads like this one.
Prop 2 puts our voting rights directly in the state constitution,
including voter ID requirements.
So only eligible citizens can vote.
Vote yes on Prop 2.
Voters had to take their word for it. The actual text of Proposal 2 was nearly 2,500 words long,
too long to actually print on the ballot.
You can only put less than 100 words on the actual ballot.
After the ballot initiatives, Michigan residents now have a constitutional right to vote by mail. To make matters worse, in April, Michigan's Senate passed a bill that would bar local officials from investigating fraud, illegal activity, or even ballot tampering during a recount. The last remaining safeguard is a Michigan law that requires local clerks to verify signatures on absentee ballots. In 2021, Secretary Benson attempted to change the process by making clerks presume the signatures are accurate. Her proposal was defeated by the courts.
Unfortunately, right now, my Democratic colleagues are making it even easier to cheat.
The list of issues is long. Bloated voter rolls, widespread mail-in voting, ballot drop boxes in a heavily unionized state with a highly organized left. It's a recipe for disaster in what will surely be one of the closest swing states in this year's presidential election.
If I lived in Michigan and I moved to the state of Texas, would I still be registered to vote in the state of Michigan?
You would be.
And yep, and you can just keep voting wherever you want. The laws, things that they do, the evil that they play. The hope is that the whole thing will be completely revamped and changed. How are we going to get there? What's it going to take to make it where all the voting that's done in America is completely revamped and changed? So the Democrats don't control it anymore. The liars don't control it anymore. The rhinos don't control it anymore. Never forget their faces when Trump stepped in to end their crime spree, January 20th, 2017. Take a long look at them and remember they knew that their life was done. So I'm going to show you this clip. Santa Surfing shared it. DEFCON 1 and Buckle Up comms this past week. Bill Clinton is talking about sending himself to Gitmo. Did you hear that? He's talking about sending himself to Gitmo. When you're watching this, imagine that this is a person with a mask on, that the real Bill Clinton's already been taken out, and this masked man from Central Casting is just letting people know how it all plays out when you're guilty.
To go after anybody that he...
I'm sorry. I want to make sure you can see the wording on the bottom.
To go after anybody that he thinks in his wisdom is a threat. Right? You sign a... The oath says you promise to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And he said, I think I'll start with domestic.
He's talking about President Trump. I think I'll start with domestic threats. And then he starts talking as if he's President Trump.
Bring me the army. Now, I used to like President Clinton. I once said only he and Ronald Reagan were the great presidents since World War II. But I've had a change of heart. And I think he needs to go away for a long time. And I'm not going to execute him, although I could, under the Supreme Court's ruling. But I think I'll just send him to the Colorado Supermax for the rest of his life. So I've already got a petition ready. I want him to transfer me to Guantanamo. Because when you're 78, you're a lot more worried about it being too cold than being too hot.
You heard it from him. Letting folks know that I'd rather go down to Gitmo than to go up north because I'm getting old. Joking around getting sent to Gitmo. Clinton referenced as a third person and needs to go away for a long time. Not going to execute him, Clinton, yet he could under SCOTUS ruling. Supreme Court ruling, right? I want him to transfer me to Guantanamo Bay, admitting that he's gone. Strange. Exclusive Trump Madison Square Garden rally sold out in less than 3 hours, just to let you know. It's going to be fantastic. Remember that January 6th will go down in history as the day the government staged a riot to cover up the fact that they certified a fraudulent election. Also, Mikey B. says the vax is to reduce population. Sex reassignment is to reduce population. After birth abortion is to reduce population. Planned Parenthood is to reduce population. Nearly every government program is designed to reduce the population. Do you get the picture? A little bit more on the health here.
Recently just saw a video of a guy from Italy that is here in the States, and he said he stopped eating pizza. He said not because he doesn't like pizza, just because it made him sick and it made him feel sluggish and slow. Like when I was in Italy, that was the thing I noticed. Like I could eat pizza and pasta and it was the same as like eating steak, and I could eat the breads with the wine and I could mix my sugars and fats a little bit, and like, and it just didn't hit the same. Over here you do that, tired, instantly tired. So this guy from Italy has pinpointed down to the potassium bromate, which is some type of agent to make bread rise here in the United States. They put
So they do stuff to the food to poison us. Again, somebody had a chance to meet with President Trump recently in a roundtable to share about their health.
I'm a Lebanese American Muslim entrepreneur. Good. I am a psychologist and a holistic wellness practitioner.
Good.
I own a.
Interesting. That she owns, she's a holistic practitioner, and she loves President Trump, and she wanted to share with him what's going on with our food and so much more. And
What I am here to discuss is the health crisis, and it is exactly that. It's really a crisis in this country. We are the sickest population in the world, and we find it status quo that we spend more money on healthcare than any other country.
Right.
So we have a system that is looking to obtain lifelong consumers. We're not really looking for cure or healing, and that's very concerning to me. Before I became a holistic practitioner, I was a school psychologist, mm-hmm. and I worked for the public schools for over a decade, and I was constantly frustrated with the incessant overdiagnosis and over-medicating and over-labeling of small children. I don't know another country that finds it appropriate to give a five-year-old three different pharmaceutical drugs, including an antipsychotic. Yeah. And this is to manage misbehavior. They are not looking for root cause. We're not looking for toxicity. We're not looking for gut health issues or fluoride or food or diet and then getting into the food itself. I mean, we ingest poison. Countries all over the world would never accept their citizens to ingest what we take in every day and what our children take in every day.
You must love Bobby Kennedy, right?
I do.
I think so. You sound like Bobby Kennedy to me.
And the thing that I think is even more concerning is that we are inundated with these endocrine disrupting chemicals. And they have these long-term detrimental effects on the reproductive system of both men and women. Fertility rates are down. Sperm is lower than it's ever been. It's terrifying to me, honestly. And my purpose is to constantly use every single opportunity to raise awareness about these topics.
And that's good that these topics are coming up. Many folks are starting to realize what's going on with health, the big pharma, and more taking over our entire system. And if you want to watch this entire interaction, guys, remember I put just about every link to every video clip that I show you in the description box below. And so remember, we've got this to get out to the public if President Trump gets in, right? We want him running these programs and moving forward. And then, of course, going into the tech world, Elon Musk was warning folks. They said, hey, would you run for president? He goes, no, I like building, trucks and our vehicles and stuff like that. And so I wanted to show this answer from him on this issue.
You know, we're not getting to Mars or anything. I've talked to a lot of people, like leaders in business and technology, because I was like, guys, you should really, you know, you need to go out there and fight hard, because, you know, if America falls, your company's going to fall with it. So why aren't I wish more leaders in business and technology would put themselves out there. They usually agree with me and they support Trump, but they're scared, they're afraid of saying so. And I'm like, man, the stakes are super high. You know, fortunately, more and more people are sort of coming out of the closet, you know, type of thing. It's like,
so he's talking about big tech companies need to start pushing hard to get President Trump in, or otherwise they're in big trouble. And so President Trump actually revealed on the PBD podcast that Apple CEO Tim Cook called him to discuss outrageous fines imposed on Apple. Check this out.
And Tim Cook called me up directly, and he did it himself, didn't have to pay 10 cents, and I gave him 100% of what he wanted, because he was right. I mean, you can't compete with Samsung, and one's paying a tax. But I said, you got to gradually move your company here. But then 3 hours ago, he called me. He said, I'd like to talk to you about something. What? He said, the European Union has just fined us $15 billion. I said, that's a lot. I know the feeling, because I get fined too in fake cases. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if his case is fake yet, but it's a lot. Then on top of that, they got fined by the European Union another $2 billion. So he's a $17 to $18 billion fine. I even said about Apple, can you pay that? I mean, do you have that guy? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money. And he said something that was interesting. He said they're using that to run their enterprise, meaning Europe is their enterprise. And I said, that's a lot. He said, but Tim, I got to get elected first. But I'm not going to let them take advantage of our companies. That won't, you know, be happening.
Why aren't they calling Kamala? Pretty interesting, right? They won't call those that are supposed to be running this country for help. They're calling for President Trump, just like Musk was warning them. These tech companies better get behind him or else. So there's a mom, just real quick, wanted to show you this. We're talking about money and the difference between left versus right. And this is a little video she put together to show you how she trains her children to know right from wrong.
I told my bonus daughter that if she cleans and polishes all the kitchen cabinets, she's going to get $50. Okay, Ryan, thank you so much for your hard work in cleaning the kitchen. Here's your pay as promised. However,
thank you.
I have to tax you.
Ooh.
Okay.
Georgiana, no way. Here's $20 for doing nothing.
Thank you.
Do you think that was fair to take money from you after you worked hard and she did nothing?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
No.
Okay. So in a couple of years, when you can go vote, if you're going to vote liberal and blue, they're going to take your money away and give it to people who do nothing. If you vote red, you're going to get to keep most of it. Which way are you going to vote?
Red.
All right. Here you go.
Good training for all of us. And of course, we receive this type of instruction from Dr. Kirk Elliott every single week, just about. He's with us, and it's just a blessing. This recent one, guys, from yesterday, if you go check it out, BRICS meeting could be the next phase of a monetary reset on the earth. He's given biblical directions in this video, understanding the times. And again, we got into the parallel economy with silver and how important that is. Share a clip with this real quick from this, but just realize you can go to andweknow.com/gold and reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott anytime, folks, and have a conversation with him about this.
De-dollarize the world. And This is what this meeting on October 22nd through 24th is all about, in their own words, right? It's, you look at their agenda. This is what they want to talk about. This is what they want to accomplish. So now it's like this no holds barred. We're going to get this done, but they still possibly need something else. They've got, so you look at the countries.
So again, this is the BRICS. They're having their meeting, and he's sharing with us how that might play out for all. So I wanted to get into just a little bit of this. Guys, you know that Usher went out there and supported. Usher is some famous singer. Some people might know who he is just by his name. Do you really think it's a coincidence that Kamala is having the people who went to Diddy's freak-off parties publicly endorsing her? Usher is the man who went to Diddy's Puffy Flavor Camp when he was 14 years old and then subsequently brought a child named Justin Bieber to Diddy on a silver platter. These are the people that Kamala chooses to surround herself with, the Diddy freak celebrities. Everyone awake yet? And I'm going to show you just the endorsement in a few seconds of the other one.
You know, it's just 17 days away from a very important election, as we all know. And we have the opportunity to choose a new generation of leadership for our country.
That's all I need to show is the endorsement. And then they're saying some nasty things about the parties when he was 14. Did you see stuff you shouldn't have seen? And of course, he's on this freak show. And they're just joking around about some of the sick things that go on in those parties. And he's doing the best he can to not talk about it. And then he's asked, would he actually bring his family?
Yeah.
Do you have money? What's going on?
I mean, I had like per diem. Yeah. I had like, you know,
what
like a
life.
Living. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
14 years old. You're a dad now. Would you ever send your kid to Puffy Camp?
Hell no.
See?
No, I wouldn't. Knows the difference now that he's a father. What did they do to him, and why did he bring Bieber there to spend time there, knowing how sick it was? Ezra Cohen put out saying some people did something on October 17th at 10:01 a.m. 10:01 on the Intel board, the Q board is sacrifice tunnels, table 29, HRC, D room, HRC would be Hillary Rodham Clinton, pure evil, conspiracy. And also we know that Epstein Island attendee might be why Mark Cuban is so spooked. He's panicked out of his mind over something, says John Rich. Don Trump Jr. said Epstein Island attendee, ? And all of this matches the timestamps of some people did something, justice, and Hillary Clinton Foundation, of course, crimes against children that popped up for all. So just wanted to show you again, I promised that I would show a pastor who is definitely waking up his congregation about the Jesus is Lord incident with Kamala. Before that, Ultra Lives Matter put out, I just found out, an alarming statistic showing that 49% of evangelical Christians are claiming they are not going to vote in this election. I'm pleading for Christians to vote in this election. Christians are offended by Trump because he said a few bad words and his personality made them uncomfortable. But when George Bush pretended to be a moral man while killing millions in the Middle East as a mass murderer, they were appeased. This is astonishing when you really break it down. The issue here is this. Many Christians don't realize that the people who are the most evil are the same exact ones pretending to be good, wholesome, and moral. But behind the scenes, they are beyond sick.
It's one of the most important voting blocks in America. And in a brand new book, our next guest argues evangelicals are being politically compromised by far-left billionaires, spending hundreds of millions to infiltrate the church with far-left politics. Megan Basham is the author of Shepherds for Sale, How Evangelical Leaders Traded the Truth for a Leftist Agenda. And she joins us now to explain. Megan, thank you for being here. By the way, I've heard from so many people who I love and respect that they love your book. So congratulations, and it's an important one at this time. Explain to our audience the how and the why. How did this happen, and why are evangelicals being targeted by the left?
Well, thanks for having me. And yes, we just hit the New York Times bestseller list. So awesome. It turns out a lot of people are interested in this topic. And what we're seeing is hard left secular foundations that are funded by non-Christian billionaires like George Soros, Bill Gates, the Rockefellers, the Clinton Foundation, people who are not Christian, don't claim to be Christian, they're funneling money into these evangelical front groups with names like the Evangelical Immigration Table or the Evangelical Environmental Network to move that all-important evangelical voting bloc to the left on policies like climate change regulation, like lax border policies that are creating chaos. And what you're seeing them do now is create political Bible studies to bring into churches. And we're talking about conservative churches, conservative ministries and Christian college campuses to move that vote to the Harris Waltz ticket.
Yep. Christians who won't support Trump because he won't put a federal ban on abortion. A federal ban on abortion would never stand in today's America. The people are ignorant and corrupt. If a massive spiritual revival were to occur in this country and awaken millions, then and only then would a ban on abortion be even remotely possible. Only if the people willingly accept such a course of action would this occur. You want Trump to force the people to not kill their children. It's not going to happen. Trump saved millions of children already. Epstein Island shut down under his administration. If you know, then you know. He is the most pro-life candidate we've had, and it's not even close. He's simply playing their political game to garner support from the masses because he deserves that support. Stop being offended by such ridiculous requests and start praying for revival for this nation. Support Trump because he's the most courageous man to come along in decades. Harris is telling people who claim that Jesus is Lord to leave her rallies, and you think this is a battle between good and evil. Wake up, church. Is this not a fair position? I want abortions banned completely too, but people need to accept that ban before it happens. Here's somebody actually speaking up against Harris.
You know what's wrong with our government today? Our government is in trouble because of what you said. They feel no need for God. Amen. And I heard the woman say, I heard her say it. And some folk will say, that's a lie. She didn't say that. Well, you can lie to yourself.
Wade, and they did as he intended. Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
That woman is ungodly. That woman hates Jesus, and that woman hates look, whenever she got to be nominee, her first stop was to the transgender. First picture she showed, she is up there with trans. You know why? They're the ones behind it. See, nobody has more money. If you notice, Lord, I'm just getting it. See, you need Jesus. Do you know who's where? You know where the money is in this country now? Rich homosexuals, rich lesbians, rich trans. They own San Francisco. They own the tech industry, and they have bought the government. They bought them a party. They bought them MSNBC. They bought CBS. They bought CNN. And if you notice, anything that will shine the light and the truth, they hide it. But everything negative about Trump, if they can make it negative, they will show it. That woman said at a rally, somebody that was there said, when she said that she was for killing babies, the whole place went up. Because they're the ones funding her. Planned Parenthood is funding all this stuff. They funded Obama. That's why he had them did what he did to the White House. They've been in power a long time. And when she said that the House went up, why do you think the Democratic Convention had, amen, Planned Parenthood buses out there to abort babies and give vasectomies during the convention? Because they get their money from these perverts, and they're ruling us. Now, I know this is a hard pill for some of y'all to follow, because y'all think black is right. And you won't even hear the woman when she say, I'm not black, except when I'm running for president. Other times, I be an Indian. Now, I was just told today they took down one of my videos off TikTok because I was saying something like this. Well, I'm going to give them another one to take down. You can take this one down, too.
The one that they're not taking down might be this one. They're putting songs together, and this is Terrence having a good time.
Oh, Jesus, ain't welcome at Kamala's rally.
How about that, huh? Terrence Williams is having a good old time, clapping and singing along. I'd love to meet him someday. So it's good to end on a positive note with some of that singing of the, all the stuff that we shared today. Man, it's just one day at a time, right? Sweet Jesus. It's all I'm asking from you. President Trump getting an apology from Tyrus, serving McDonald's, standing in the stadium with hundreds, thousands of people just shouting USA. Numbers aren't adding up for Kamala. Support from Tommy Hearns, the hitman. Elon talking about threats on his life. The mainstream media continuing their evil ways. Clinton talking about going to Gitmo. Out of all places, out of all things to talk about, you got that going on too. But we all understand and know that this is a huge battle, a battle of information war, a battle for our children. And we have to continue to stay in prayer and leading up to, somebody actually sent me a suggestion, why don't we fast and pray leading up to the election? I think that's a great idea. Let's just remember as we close today, to close with the reminder that prayer answers all things, especially for our own hearts, our own lives. Stay close to our Heavenly Father.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all you continue to do in and through our lives. So much exposure of evil. So many folks now have no excuse, can hear from those that are trying to run this country to the ground, will now know just how much they hate your son. They now know how much unbiblical and pure evil is out there. And if people go into the ballot boxes and they choose evil, they'll know without a shadow of doubt they're following the enemy. You've made it so clear through these years, many, many years of a wake-up call for so many. We know that whatever the outcome is in the next few weeks, that you're still on your throne and you're allowing things to play out the way they're supposed to wake up the masses and to bring us back to a country where we experience freedom once again. That's what we hope for. It's what we pray for before the return of your son. We ask for continued protection over our own lives, over the lives of the folks that are doing all they can to defend our nation and help this wake-up call to occur. We ask all this in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who's welcome here. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. I hope you had a wonderful weekend, and we're going to have a good week as we get closer and closer to this November 5th date. Not sure exactly how it's going to play out. Many people have different scenarios playing out for the masses to hear about, but we just don't know. It's up to our Heavenly Father. If things don't work out where President Trump steps in, just remember that we're going to have to continue to go through a wake-up call for many that are not awake yet. How far do we have to be taken to the precipice before we finally wake up and change our election systems? I don't know. But we definitely need to stay close to our Heavenly Father through all this. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.
Kamala Harris holds a rally, and somebody in the crowd yells, "Jesus is Lord," and Kamala Harris' response was, "You at the wrong rally."
Again, we're not going to be gaslighting on this. We remember Donald Trump hand-selected three members of the United States Supreme Court with the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade, and they did as he intended.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally.
Now listen to me. For all you believers out there and Christians that believe in the Lord and believe in the word, after hearing what came out this woman's mouth, if you still support this woman, the Bible talks about there's a place I prepared for you.